Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Anybody else find friendship in their 40s hard? That's the question asked by Niamh O'Reilly in the Times today as she scribbled on the wall of a bathroom cubicle. Niamh, you might explain what made you write that.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was in this bathroom of a city centre cinema, and there was all like stuff written on the cubicle, and it just brought me right back to sort of being maybe in my 20s and going into a bathroom in like a nightclub or a pub, and just the solidarity that you would find in there was just off the scale. I mean, these were women you'd probably never met before, but you'd go in and you might be upset about something and someone would give you their lippy and they'd listen to you and you'd work it out, and like random other women would come in and they'd come in on the conversation and they'd you know, G you up and tell you were great, and you'd go back out there and feel wonderful about yourself.
Yeah.
And I just thought, God, I miss that solidarity.
The nightclub toilets.
Yeah. And it's a really unique thing. I don't know what the men's toilets are like, if they have anything like that, but the women's toilets were always this just amazingly positive space where strangers that you didn't know would just be there to support you. And I just felt kind of I'm in my early 40s now, I have two young kids, and I just thought, I'm really disconnected from that now. My life obviously is utterly different. And it kind of struck me that I maybe haven't kept up with those really important friendships from my younger years as well as I should have.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's this weird quirk of maybe, you know, becoming a mum, like it's wonderful and it's great, but it does change you. And you sort of, well, for me anyway, I was so focused on kind of surviving those early years of becoming a mum and having two babies in 3 years and all that stuff, that I took my eye off, I think, my older friendships. And I think I should have looked at them as something to help me through. It should have been another tool in my survival toolkit. But I really wished I could sort of go back to that time. It just brought me back.
Do you know, I was reading your piece today, Niamh, and I had to laugh when I think back to, like, I have vivid memories now, and anybody from the Northwest or Sligo will probably recall some of this, but I can picture myself in, as it was then, Equinox in Sligo, in the girls' toilets. And like, you would just have these heartfelt, you know, honest, really raw conversations with girls that I didn't know, but I ended up becoming friends with them, like toilet pals,
brilliant,
that I knew. Yeah. And like, it was different because you didn't have many nightclubs you went to. There was probably only one or two, or maybe you went to Tofts, and you were there every Saturday night, and you'd meet the same bunch of people, and you became toilet friends with these girls.
Yeah.
And like, and now it's probably what the 17 and the 16 and the, you know, the 18-year-old girls have on social media and Instagram. But when we have that, like we toilet friends, people we never knew, when we became best mates with them on a Saturday night.
Absolutely. And like, if you found yourself, you know, alone or whatever, like in a nightclub, say, I don't know, either falling out with someone or your friends went home early or you're by yourself, if you went into the bathroom, as you say, you would just meet this tribe of women who would just put their arm around you, and that's it. Yeah, dance with us for the night.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've been in those toilets, like with friends crying about some fella they fancied shifted somebody else,
and
drama.
If I didn't know you and I walked in, I'd be like, what's wrong? Tell me, what did he do? You know,
great.
I'd have my arm around you.
He doesn't deserve you.
Exactly. And I just love that openness. And I don't know what it is, but it's not that I've lost that totally. I mean, obviously I'm that little bit older as well, and my life is different, but it is harder to make new friends, I think, in your 40s or in your midlife, because a lot of friendship groups are already established, maybe. Ireland can be quite cliquey, and it can be hard to break in if you feel like you're sort of starting from scratch, say you move somewhere new, or, you know, you just haven't kept up maybe with your old friends as much and you're trying to get yourself out there. It can be a bit tricky, I think. And sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith and just try something new. And I scrolled on the bathroom door, and I'll be going back to that cinema next week, and I don't know, maybe there'll be a reply, who knows.
Who knows? Do you know, it's funny though, Niamh, because I had a situation, a situation might be too strong a word, but an experience, I suppose, recently, where it really kind of calls into question the friendships that you have with people, you know, and like, to my mind, friendship takes, it takes a lot of maintenance.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes friends can forget that, you know, that you...
That's 100%, yes. Friendship takes work. And for me, especially when I became a mum, I took my eye off the ball and I didn't put in the work. And, you know, if you've other friends that have children, okay, they might understand, but some of your other friends mightn't have children. And I think it might be a bit harder for them to understand why you're less available, or, you know, you're not going out as much. And understandably, you know, there's only so much of that people, you know, can take. Mm. You know, and they say, well, look,
well, you can't, like, if you don't put in the work and you don't pick up the phone, yes, and you don't meet people for 3 years or call them for 7 years, you can't expect them to invite to the big moments of your life. Like,
yeah, it does. It really does take work. And I think, you know, modern women today are pressurized from every angle, whether you're a mother or you're not. And there's an awful lot of pressures that we're under. And sometimes friendships, I feel like, can be the collateral damage. You know, it's hard sometimes to maintain them. And then when we need them, they're not there.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for me anyway, part of it is my stage in life and all of that stuff. But part of it is my own fault. I didn't put in, I think, the maintenance that I should have. So I'm trying to maybe turn over a new leaf. You know, get myself maybe out there a bit more and sort of value those friendships, you know, that I have a little bit more. And one thing actually about motherhood is, yes, you might sometimes lose those older friends, but it does give you an opportunity to make newer friends.
Well, that's the thing. I think the children are kind of a gateway to new pals.
It can be, absolutely. Like, you see other mothers in the trenches and you're like, oh, yes, can we be friends? You know, or you're on the sidelines of the GAA or at the school gates. And there is definitely opportunities. But also with that, sometimes those connections maybe aren't as deep as those maybe original, you know, older friendships that you had. And sometimes you think, well, if our kids weren't playmates, would we be friends?
Yeah.
You know, so.
But two, you probably look back at old friends and think to yourself, God, if I was to meet that person now, would we be friends?
So.
And chances are, maybe not.
Maybe what, you wouldn't.
What about you, Nuala? You've been listening to Niamh today. Like, did you find it difficult to, I suppose, kind of keep the friendships alive in your 40s?
Well, first of all, I just say to Niamh, because I've heard her say it kind of a few times, don't beat yourself up that I should have done more or I should have done this, because life is busy. And well, I'm actually in my early 50s now, and sometimes people surprisingly come back in your life. I think if you develop more of a kind of a flow and less kind of beating yourself up or being clingy, I think it kind of serves you better. Because, you know, like, I actually remember being 9. That was the first time I lost my very best friend and being heartbroken. And then I kind of developed new friendships. And then in my early 20s, although I did have those experiences going out to nightclubs, I lost 3 really good friends to emigration in my early 20s. So then you have to start again. And then at 30, I moved from Dublin to Nina, and you start again. So I think you kind of have to have a certain amount of resilience, and you have to be a kind of person not to cling. Because that's what I always said to my kids going to school, because even little people say, Mum, my friend is not interested in me anymore. My friend is going somewhere else. I always say, don't cling. Let them go. And if you let people be like that, they don't feel pressure. You know, they can come back. And that's as true for little people as I think it is for somebody in their 20s or 30s. I think the worst thing you can do is get on the phone and berate someone, even if you're hurt, because people can come back into your life. And I found that recently. But also I found, like, actually my 40s have been a brilliant time in my life, because, as I said, I moved actually from Dublin to a small town. And I found, like, a small town is just so much better. People are so more interconnected. I don't think I'd ever go back to live in Dublin again.
Really, Nuala? You find the small town easier?
Absolutely, yeah. Now, I wouldn't want to live in a village, because I'm, you know, I still like the independence, because people are so connected. Like, I would have joined the choral society, or people would say, I'm in this little production, will you come and see it? Or there's a fashion show on, or your kid's involved and stuff. So I'd never go back to that. I think, like, being in a city, you can be lost. And it's so hard to get around it. Like, I mean, I can be, you know, dropping my kids somewhere in 20 minutes, whereas, like, people I know still in Dublin would say, oh, we don't do so many activities with our kids because the traffic is a nightmare.
Mm.
But the first thing I would say to people is, you know, friendship, I think, is something that's more like, it's more organic. I don't think we can kind of cling to them. I think we need to be open. And then I often hear people say, oh, the Irish are very cliquey, you can't get into a group. But the reality is, if you're coming from somewhere else and you approach someone and they think, like, God, I'm her only contact, well, that's a bit of pressure. So you need to be out there saying, doing this and doing that, even if you're lonely, so that the person you're trying to connect with doesn't think, oh my God, I'm the only person she knows, you know, or this person is kind of interesting, I'll meet them. So even though it can kill us sometimes, we have to kind of, you know, not be mopey about it, I think.
It is difficult though, Niamh. Like, it is hard to sort of keep a friendship alive. And I often think, like, a lot happens in your kind of late 20s to early 40s, whether it be through bereavement or marriage or children or careers change. People tend to move location. You know, they've probably done whatever they're doing by way of settling somewhere by the time they're, you know, in their kind of mid to late 30s, probably. But, like, I think friends, if you want to stay friends with the person, you do kind of need to check in with them. Like, I don't think you can just dip in and out and then be put out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You lost, like, your place.
Like, I have friends that I don't see on a regular basis, and it's sort of moved into a virtual kind of friendship. So it's the WhatsApp, it's the voice notes, it's all that sort of stuff. And, like, those are fine, I think. But, like, you do have to put in the extra effort to say, look, let's all meet up. Do you know what I mean? Let's get it off the virtual space, because it's easy to kind of shift it, I think, onto that. And you're right. It takes work, and, you know, it can be done. It's tricky. You know, we all have things going on in our lives. You know, for me to try and get out of the house and get the kids organized and all that stuff can be a big ask, but it can definitely be done. And I think, it takes effort. Definitely.
I moved back to Ireland after 10 years away, says this texter, when I was in my mid-30s. I didn't check in with my friends enough here when I was away. So moving back, sure, naturally, they'd all moved on with their lives. And it's a huge regret of mine. And now my friendships are so much smaller, says this texter. Another listener says, I can relate to the lady 100%. Since having children, I've learned a lot about myself, but too easy to get stuck in a rut. Stay at home. I'm a stay-at-home mum now for the last 9 years. I'm not the same person. Life's stress takes over. And then it's bye-bye sense of humour and bubbly me, says this listener. And finally, I loved the days of meeting girls in the bathroom, suddenly having a new best friend for a couple of hours, and then you might never see them again. It was unbelievable crack. That texter is so right. I have such amazing memories of those, just the Saturday, the Friday, it was probably a Thursday night too, truth be told, in CPs in Galway and, like, out in Sligo, and just the absolute random nonsense that you talk about in the toilets with people you'd only meet that night and have an absolute ball with them. Probably they're the kind of people that are probably your Facebook friends now, actually. That's probably who a lot of the people on my Facebook are. Yeah, the chats in the toilets. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Niamh O'Reilly, journalist of the Irish Times. Thanks a million, Niamh, for joining us. Nuala, cheers to you too for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.